Today's readings, which were the readings from last Sunday, 60th Sunday, of course, remind us of the tribulations of St. Paul. And he was telling everyone about them so that they realized how difficult it is to be a follower of Christ. And he ends his pericope of this epistle to the Corinthians, reminding us of something that perhaps was something very private to him. He said that he had some kind of an affliction or a temptation, a weakness in his own soul and body. And he was afflicted by this, and he kept asking God, and he says three times, but that necessarily does not mean three. It probably means many times, as we often experience. And the Lord told him, you will not have an easy solution. You have my grace. That should be enough for you. And so he did not answer his prayer. He was supposed to suffer whatever illness or sickness or temptation or evil that he was suffering. He was supposed to suffer and rely on the grace of God. And of course, we too must suffer, and we too must rely on the grace of God. In the gospel, which is a very interesting gospel, that of the sower of the seed, of course, the seed is the word of God, the faith, the Holy Catholic faith, which is spread about, and it falls in different places. And what we see today, this parable has, in many ways, is taking place. It has in the past and is taking place now. There's so many, many people that receive a good Catholic background, a good Catholic education, they do not receive the seed properly. Either they had no soil in which to receive it. In other words, their disposition was not there. One has to be disposed to receive the faith and the grace of God, or else it just goes, like the seed in this parable. And then others receive it with great joy. And we see this very often. Some people are converted, and when they're first converted, they're full of joy and enthusiasm and are so happy that they have received the faith. And then after a while, when things begin to be difficult, when things are hard, because it is not just joy, it is joy mixed with sadness and great suffering that constitute the Catholic life, then they say, oh, I've had enough of this, and they go off. And so everything that they have gained, they lose, and are worse off in the end than they would have been if they had never converted. Because maybe at least without conversion, they would have experienced some kind of mercy because of their ignorance, their stupidity. But they know, they have received, they have understood to a certain degree, and yet they have rejected it. And so we pray for many who we see in the church today that have fallen by the wayside. And someone was asking me last night if I would consider putting our masses and our services and benedictions and so forth on the website, on YouTube or whatever. And of course, we know that in 2 years ago, more or less, when they locked up the churches, they put everything on YouTube and cameras and so forth. And so the priest was there saying Mass by himself in an empty church. And now that the churches are open, those churches are still empty because people got used to not going to church, to not tithing, to not doing their Catholic duty. And so therefore, they lost them. We, however, refuse to do such a thing. And we will still refuse to do such a thing. If anyone wants to come here, there are many, many, many graces to be received here. If anyone wants to come here, they need to come here. And that's that. And then, of course, the last one is the one that perhaps is we hope. They who have received with great joy and with great love and have imbued into their souls, into their lives, the Holy Catholic faith. All of it, knowing what it entails. That it not only entails great and magnificent joys, as those experienced by St. Paul in the first reading, who was taken up to heaven, to the seventh heaven. And of course, he was speaking about himself, not anyone else. And also there are many times, such as St. Catherine de' Ricci, whose life we celebrated this week, St. Catherine of Siena, and many others, that their spiritual life is centered on Christ on the cross, and that they suffer with Christ on the cross, the same sufferings that he suffered, spiritually, sometimes even physically, perhaps receiving the sacred stigmata, also as St. Pius of Pietrelcina, whose blood we have on our altar. And so, the fullness of the Catholic faith. So those who receive the word, the seed of God, in a good ground, they are the ones who, bearing the word, hearing the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit and patience. Now, this gospel also has a saying that is very important. The apostles ask, why are you speaking to the people in parables and you explain things to us? And he told them he would. And he said, I say things in parables because I want them to be able to grasp it and to make an effort to it, so that hearing, they will not hear. They will not understand. They will not have that fulfillment. So in other words, it is the receiving and having and holding on to the faith is supposed to be difficult. And it is not for everyone. Many are called, few are chosen. And so our Lord repeats this in another way in the Holy Gospel that we read last Sunday and also today on this feria of Sexagesima week. Among other saints that are celebrated today is St. Fintan, an Irish saint, one of the great many monks, great monks that were the seed and the fruits of St. Patrick and St. Bridget, and also St. Faustinus and his 44 companions, who were all martyred for the sake of Christ. That is the word that is received on good ground and yields fruit. And so today, along with many other saints, we celebrate them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.